Facebook going here.
Chris, is the mayor on?
No, he emailed me a little bit ago, said he had a conflict and that he asked the finance director to join and so that we could have some any questions we might have answered. Okay, so I am going to call the July 20th Working Committee of Council to order at 6:01 p.m. And it looks like Councilman Zagarek, Councilman Jarmuskavich, Councilman Connect, Councilwoman Fellows, Councilwoman Taylor Draper, Vice President Klein, and I guess that's everybody. And I am present. Everyone is present. So great. Thank you. All right. So we have several things on the discussion items. Some of them we may not need to discuss, but I wanted to just touch on all of them in case. The first one being that the road levy will be on third reading and up for a vote if that's what council wishes for this week. Does anybody have any further comments or concerns or questions with regard to the road levy?
Mr. President.
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
With that road levy ordinance, is that just to be a renewal, correct?
It is.
Oh, increase.
No increase, just a straight renewal.
Okay.
Mr. President.
Councilman Zagarek, go ahead.
The amendment on that was just to include the amount of money that it would generate? That,
correct.
Okay.
All right. Then we will move on to the com.doc copier contract that also will be on third reading this Thursday. Was there any concerns, questions with the com.doc ordinance?
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows, go ahead.
So yeah, I pulled up the agenda. So the agenda does say second reading, but I do believe it's a third reading.
It is, that must be a mistype. Thank you. Anything else? We'll get that fixed. Thank you, Councilwoman Fellows. Sorry, just making a little note. Okay, moving on then, the next is the Temporary Enforcement Abeyance Ordinance 2020-41. Did everyone receive that from the administration and have an opportunity to review that? And if so, do you have questions, concerns about that?
Mr. President,
Councilman Fellows, go ahead.
So yes, I did review it. It was a nice approach to let the Amazon trucks be there outside of the zoning. What about the ones behind the little white mall that's on the corner of Emerald Lake?
They I don't know if it's already happened, but they were no longer going to be there. That's been canceled. So they should not be there anymore or soon. I'm not sure if they're still there. Councilman Taylor Draper, do you know if they're still there
at the moment? As of Friday, they were.
Okay. I do. Last I heard, they were working on getting rid of that completely. So this would only be for this Shops at Willoughby Hill, this B3 that doesn't border any residential
properties.
Correct.
So my question is, this is first reading.
It is.
And if we don't have any meetings in August, then this is going to go into September?
Yeah. I don't think there's any rush, do you?
No, they've been doing it for months.
I just think we ought to give the residents a chance to see it and come out and speak about it if they wish.
Okay, sure, no problem.
Okay. Anyone else?
Mr. President.
Council Vice President Klein, go ahead.
Just so that I understand correctly, this is for a maximum of 18 months. And if the COVID situation resolved itself sooner, then this could be terminated then, or it would end when that emergency ended.
That is correct.
Correct. Okay.
Correct. Okay. So again, that's just on first reading. So we'll have another couple times before we vote on this to talk about it. The next one is Chief Gandy's vacation carrier. That was also in that same email. And I think the chief might be on. Chief Gandy, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Chief, if you want to kind of just review that with council so they understand what the nature of this is.
Absolutely. Essentially, I had actually planned on taking about 3 weeks of vacation before my anniversary in light of everything going on with COVID. Unfortunately, it really required me to be around a lot more, a lot of other planning meetings and a lot of other research that was all associated with this. So subsequently wasn't able to take my my complete amount of vacation time. Now, I was able to carry 2 weeks over with mayor's approval, which I did. It just left the 41.5 hours that was essentially forfeited. But my understanding was that needed a council approval to have it carry over.
Okay, so really we're only approving the additional 41 and a half hours. The other 80, where the mayor has the authority to carry those over. Am I understanding correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. And that was those hours were worked down in the midst of everything. And it's just this last week that was kind of holding out there.
What is it correct to, I believe if I remember right, some of this was carried over from your previous position. Is that correct?
No, that was not a vacation time. They could not carry over. The earning accrual rate was carried over. But actual vacation hours, they could not carry only sick time carry over.
Okay, thank you. I needed something got carried over. Couldn't remember what it was. Okay, questions for Chief Gandy.
Mr. President.
Councilman Jarmuskavich, go ahead.
When does the vacation period go from when to when? To January 1st to January 1st?
To December.
Can I address that, Councilman?
Go ahead, yep.
Okay, under our codified ordinances, it goes from the employee's anniversary date. So if you're hired, for example, if you were hired on May 15th, you would be credited with your vacation time on May 15th. And if it's not used by May 15th, I'm sorry, by May 14th the following year, whatever time is left would be forfeited. The codified ordinances allow the mayor the authority to allow an employee to carry over extraordinary reasons to carry over 80 hours, which have to be used within 3 months of the end of the employee's year, and anything above the 80 hours would be forfeited. And so that's what you're being asked to do. The mayor's approved for the chief to carry over the 80 hours, and he's asking for an exception to the rule to allow the chief to carry over the remainder of the time.
Would he have to use 121 and a half hours within 3 months?
Yeah, as I recall, the ordinance is yes. But he would have this additional time. After the 80 hours, he had 3 months from when the mayor approved it. And then he would have 3 months from when to use this time from when you approved this time.
Okay. Council President.
Councilman Jarmuskavich, go ahead. Councilman Zagaric, go ahead.
For Mr. Berkachek, we accrue for it, Mr. Berkachek, in the year that they earn it. Is that correct?
That's not correct.
No?
Our vacation, the vacation time is not earned, it's granted. So
okay.
At the start of the employee's year, they're granted their year's accrual. And then at the end of that year, they forfeit whatever is unused. But I think if you're asking, do they accrue X number of hours pay period? No, they don't.
I mean, do we accrue for it in our, you know, in the year that they're actually earning it?
Okay, that's what I'm saying, is that it's not earned, it's granted. And when you say, do we accrue for it, it's part of their regular, you know, it's part of the amount that's budgeted for their regular salary.
Okay.
But it's taken as time off. So, you know, so basically it's just a reclassification of the same, you know, of the same expense.
Okay. Thank you.
I apologize, but it's just important to make the distinction between granting and accruing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Councilwoman Fellows, I think I heard you.
Yes. So, I don't know, maybe Mr. Bukacek knows. So we're being asked for this. The Chief Gandy is an administrative head, but when the staff under the chief has the same or similar situation, then he makes a decision and the mayor doesn't, or is it done coordinating together?
No, his Chief Gandy staff, you know, the majority of it, the firefighters are unionized, so it's covered by their collective bargaining agreement. For the non-unionized employees in the fire department, the mayor, the chief would recommend the process for all the administrative employees is the department head makes a recommendation to the mayor, and then the mayor makes the final decision, at least on the 80 hours.
And it still needs to be used within 90 days of once it's granted. Can't carry it over any further than that, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions?
Mr. President?
Council Vice President Klein, go ahead.
This is a question for the finance director, if he can answer this or not. But the ordinance mentioned that part of the problem was that Chief Gandy didn't have sufficient time due in part to COVID-19. Can an argument be made that this or part of it can relate to COVID-19 and therefore qualify as an expense under the $500,000 allocation to the city for COVID-19 expenses?
Yeah, possibly it can. We're still trying to get a handle on what does qualify and what doesn't qualify.
Good point.
Mr. President?
Yeah, Councilwoman Fellows, go ahead.
So I have a question for the chief. How many positions, full-time positions, are we down, Chief Gandy?
We are down one full-time position as we lost one of our full-time members that took a position at a neighboring department, which we're actively working on filling.
So you've been granted by the mayor to fill the position?
I had a conversation with him about the status of it with everything going on and to see if he was okay with us filling the position, and he said yes, that he was fine with that, and great. Which we're working toward that, and I've worked with civil service also to make sure we explore all the options, which I was instructed that we can still work through the majority of our list, so which is a good aspect. I think we've got some good candidates still to interview, but that still obviously remains to be seen. So we're in the middle of trying to determine who's interested currently in the position.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Taylor-Drake, did I see something? Did you have a question?
No,
okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Anyone else? Okay. All right. So is there, I guess my question on this is there a rush on this? I mean, do we need to consider this at the next meeting or can this go through three readings? What's the preference on this?
I really would check with Chief Gandy in terms of what his vacation plans are for the remainder of the year.
Okay. Chief Gandy? What would be your preference?
If you go the full three readings, I'm fine with that. As we're seeing an uptick, and in order for me to have the opportunity to utilize it, so I'm okay with that. We're getting busier again with everything opening up and so forth. So if it's a little delayed out, that's fine with me. It just gives me more time to handle all the influx of things related to COVID-19.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, my thought is that if we just go ahead and go through the three readings, that would give him till the end of this year to use the rest of his 41 and a half, which might make it a little easier for him to actually use it without really detriment to the department. Thoughts of anyone else?
No, I agree.
Okay. All right. Also, I guess I neglected to ask, anyone see any issues with either the temporary enforcement abeyance, the way it's written, as far as the ordinance is written, any concerns about spelling, any wording, anything in here that we need to fix before we get to a vote on those, on that? Okay. I mean, we still have time. Just be aware of that. And then also on this one, if anybody sees anything, please let us know. Please let the council clerk know so she can make corrections if there is anything. All right. The next is the CRF Special Revenue Fund. This is for COVID. I'm going to let Finance Director Berkcheck take the lead on this, if you don't mind, Mr. Berkcheck.
Okay. City on June 29th, the city received $532,000 in coronavirus relief funds. It's federal funding through the CARES Act that was awarded to the state, which then made allocations to each of the counties. If you recall, council passed an ordinance authorizing the mayor to apply for this grant, and this is the end result. The $530,000 that the county gave us was they distributed the money based upon the same formula as they used for distributing local government funds. Since this is a new program with a restricted purpose, we're required to set up a special revenue fund to account for the receipt and the use of the funds. It doesn't require auditor of state's approval for that reason. So this ordinance is the first step. It establishes the fund, but we've already credited the money. The companion ordinance is the appropriation, which appropriates the $532,000 for expenditure.
Okay, thank you. Questions for the finance director?
Mr. Berkcheck.
Councilman Fellows, go ahead.
Is there a period of time where the funds can be used and with the restricted purposes be granted, if there's any money left over after a period of time, does it need to be returned?
Yes, as explained in the memo, the money has to be expended by, I believe it's December 28th, 2020.
Right.
And it can only, also explained in the memo that it's for expenditures, I believe from late March through through December.
One of the things that the mayor and I had talked about briefly the other day was one of the potential uses, and I'd be interested to know the rest of you, what you think, is potentially using, we've been talking about needing an economic development person. Maybe this is a good opportunity to bring somebody on to help us recover from COVID economically, business-wise, so that we can have somebody out there supporting our existing businesses who have struggled through this and find out what we can do to help them continue to recover from being closed, from maybe even still being closed in some cases, and also, of course, attracting new businesses, hopefully, to help the city to replace revenues that we've lost during this time. So that's one of the things that we talked about potentially doing to help us long-term even. Thoughts?
That's an excellent idea.
Would that concern you? Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Somebody was asking something.
Mr. President?
Yeah, Councilman Zagarek, go ahead.
Yeah, anything we can do to, stimulate business and, help with a little growth or maintain what we have, is definitely a good idea. Ms. Taylor Draper said.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Jarmuskavich, I heard.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that falls under a COVID-19 use or not. I didn't specifically see the details of it all, but an economic developing director, would that be a temporary position or a full-time position?
I think it would be a part-time, probably. We haven't really fleshed it out, to be honest with you, Councilman Jarmuskavich, but the plan would be to hire somebody specifically for assisting economic the businesses in economic recovery from COVID.
Okay.
President?
Council Vice President Klein, go ahead.
I think it's a good idea. I don't think we're going to spend $500,000 on wipes. So if there's any uses out there that can be pulled in under COVID-19, I think we should seriously look at them.
Right. I know one of the other things they were looking at, I don't know if all of you saw the memo. There was a memo from the mayor basically asking all the department heads if they needed laptops for people in case we suddenly get shut down again and they're asking everyone to stay at home. Would that be something that might be helpful so that their staff could actually still continue to work with all the appropriate city software and be able to do it from a laptop from home. And certainly I suggested, and I'm going to send an email if you guys all agree as well, that that we get one for the council clerk so that, you know, if that happens again, that she's able to do what we need her to do from home. Any thoughts on that? Concerns?
Council President?
Yes, Councilman Connect.
I think that's a really great idea. You know, we should be more prepared for things moving forward. Should be something we take a look at and make sure that every department in any type of situation that would come up would be prepared to do what we need to communicate and to keep things moving.
Right. So that's, we are working on that. I know it's being worked on now. Certainly we are open. If anybody has some other suggestions on how, you know, what might benefit the city, as a result of COVID, what can we do, you know, with this money to help our residents, help our businesses, you know, help the city in general to recover, to support it during this time? We're open to all kinds of ideas.
Council President?
Yes, Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I would even suggest communicative things, I'm sorry, like even a newsletter, making our website better. In times of COVID, there definitely was a need to communicate with what was going on in the city, not necessarily in the country, but necessarily the city. And I just think that that would be a good idea, and you know, to better our resources there.
Great idea. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was another thing the mayor had said, something about putting together a citywide newsletter to talk about COVID, talk about the impacts on the city, talk about what we're doing to recover. Yeah. All of those kind of things. So, yeah, I'm glad you're in support of that then. That would be great. Agreed. Any other thoughts at this point? I mean, we're going to – is there any – so, Mr. Berkcheck, is there a deadline on this, getting this approved? Do we need to do that?
Yeah, this should be done right away because we already have the money. Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right, so that covers the special.
President?
Yes.
Can I say that? I'm sorry. You know, the main reason why this is kind of a time of the essence is because this money just showed up. We had no forewarning that this was coming through.
Right.
Nor did we have any guarantee. When he applied, there was no guarantee that we're going to get anything.
Yeah, I assumed it probably needed to be something we do right away, but I wanted to make sure before I said anything. So thank you. All right, so that covers the budget appropriation part two, which is obviously the part that allows us to actually spend the money. The next thing I have is our stand against racism. I know that Councilwoman Taylor Draper had done a nice draft for us. I saw some people give some ideas on some recommended changes, and so everyone should have the draft that was sent out. And are there any questions on this particular
and Mr. President, resolution.
Councilman Zagarek, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I I do need a copy of the current draft, and I wanted to mention, drafting this and putting this resolution forward, we just lost a great American and a great civil rights leader, John Lewis. And, you know, what I can remember most about him is him saying, if you see something wrong, it's your moral obligation to say something or do something about it. So this comes at a good time for our community. Not that somebody's passing is a good time, but, you know, just a great example of a great American. That's all. So
thank you. Councilman Zagaric, you might want to check your email. It did go out July 17th at 4:25 p.m. And I do see your email address on there, but if you can't find it or you don't have it, let us know. We can get you another copy.
Okay. Thanks.
Sure. Any other comments on the resolution?
Mr. President.
Council Vice President Klein, go ahead.
I may be misreading this or not understanding, the last sentence in section one,
okay,
where it talks, it says, and members of safety forces to thereby come together for the purposes to racism.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like something's missing.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a word missing there.
It sure is.
And to eliminate, as a suggestion.
I don't have my original copy here, but yeah, that was the gist.
Yeah, I think Nancy's right. It was like to eliminate or something like that.
To eliminate, promote inclusivity, and celebrate diversity. I think that it was to eliminate.
Okay. All right, so we just need to get that fixed.
But also, yes. Council President?
Yes.
There were a couple of suggestions that also came my way, and this would be in section one, the third sentence that talks about the branch of the NAACP local pastors. The suggestion was to insert religious leaders instead, just concentrate on Christianity, but, you know, mm-hmm, all religious leaders.
That's a good idea. Okay, good.
Mr. President?
Yes, Councilman Fellows, go ahead.
So I actually have a couple, and some of the others were already suggested, but I'm still at the first whereas, where it says the city of Willoughby Hills relishes a rich community. So are we bragging that we're a wealthy community? I thought it was to say richly diverse community, yeah, not a rich and diverse community.
Right. Yeah, I think, yeah, I did see that. I did like that change. We got to get that in there. Thank you, Nancy, for bringing that up again.
I mean, it just makes it sound like we're, yeah, saying, hey, we're rich here in Willoughby Hills.
Yeah. It does say rich and diverse. It doesn't say, you know, if it said rich, comma, then I would agree. But you're right. Just for clarity's sake, mm-hmm, we should make sure that people understand.
I mean, I don't know how anybody feels. It's just a thought, a recommendation. The other one is the whereas, where it speaks to the mayor's office and his administrative staff, this council, the members of the city's police and fire departments. It does not include service. And so we are all about safety and service in the city. So I would suggest that it might say the members of the city's police, comma, fire, comma, and service departments. And all citizens of Willoughby Hills hereby denounce any and all forms of racism, period. And then say, we are committed to call racism out and eliminate it from our community.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Thank you, Nancy.
It kind of runs on, and that's the last part, being committed, is sort of a separate thought. So it might be better to be an individual sentence.
Yeah.
And then the other one I have was, whereas we encourage open and honest conversations about race that will allow differences to find common ground. How does a difference find a common ground? I would say to allow persons or individuals with differences to find common ground.
Or we can say that we encourage open and honest conversations about race, welcoming various viewpoints to find common ground and thereby enable all citizens to live in peace and harmony. Just another play on words there.
Yeah, I mean, you need to define who or what is going to have differences that find a common ground together.
Right.
So individuals, persons,
viewpoints.
But we've talked above all about peace of people and departments, which are people. And so I think the people need to find a common ground. But it's just my thoughts.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
good.
I actually had the last two, the same one that Councilman Klein brought up, and also yours, Councilman Taylor Draper, in terms of just saying pastors to have religious leaders, because it encompasses all types of religious beliefs then. So those are just my thoughts on it.
Thank you. All right. Good. Those are all good recommendations. Thank you all. That's very helpful.
And I just want to make sure we all are comfortable with the call out. Do we understand why that's necessary, or do we want to change that or keep that? Because I know before there was conversation.
No, I had a question, but you and I spoke separately. I understand what your thoughts were on that, and I'm fine with it.
Does anyone else need clarity? Okay. All right.
Awesome. Okay. So we'll make some changes to this and get it
send out a copy.
Yeah, we'll send out a copy, and then if it looks good and you guys want to do something with it on Thursday, we can. Otherwise, we can wait till after the break. I'll leave it to you guys to decide how you want to handle it once you've seen it. You can always, if we do want to get it passed on Thursday, which personally I think if we can get it done, we should. But if there's still an issue on Thursday or something we missed or some additional change, we can always amend it on the floor if council wants to do that.
And Council President?
Yes, Councilman Taylor Draper.
I just have a question. So after whatever decision is made, how do we go about putting actual actions to the words on paper? As mentioning the group, let's see.
Begin the conversation.
Yeah, begin the conversation. Do we reach out to them and invite them to a meeting? I mean, what do we do with, once we have this resolution, what do we do with it? What happens after that?
Great question. And actually one of the other, so in here, I believe we're actually establishing that, if I remember right. Yeah. So we are establishing the
begin the conversation,
committee, the organization. Yeah. Whatever, however you want to say. So then we just need to, I would say we reach out to the appropriate groups listed here and start having that conversation on how to put that together. For sure. Yep. In short order, I would say.
And we have residents that are interested.
Great.
I hope so.
I know they have communicated to Tanya and I.
Good. Okay, good. So I would definitely, if we have resources within the city that want to get involved, I would absolutely encourage letting them get involved and having them help orchestrate as much as we can, because many hands make light work, right? Okay. All right. So I'll get this updated. Talk to the clerk, get it updated, and get it right back out to you all, hopefully tomorrow, if possible. All right, moving on then. One of the things that was discussed back during the election time frame was we talked about you know, council getting more, and the administration in general, the city in general, being more involved with our businesses, business partner, and Councilman Jarmus Cavage brought it back to my attention recently. And he's absolutely right that one of the things that I think has been lacking in the city is our connection with local businesses. And I can't think of a time more necessary than now with everything going on for our businesses to feel connected to us and for us to be connected to what their needs are. How are they doing? What can we do to make is there anything we can do to help them? Is there anything that we can do to support them? Are they growing? Are they shrinking? Are they thinking of moving? These are all things that sometimes you can, the negative things you can avoid if just by having some communication with them. And so before I go any further, Councilman Jarmus Cavage, do you want to expand upon anything there?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about if we could form some type of a subcommittee that would put together a list of important questions to ask the individual businesses, and preferably personally visit businesses, including all of council, who could break up the list and go to different businesses. Those we could not get a hold of, we would send a questionnaire to, but I think it's more personal if you were actually able to go meet the owners or managers of the businesses, present, like interview them with these questions to find out what we can do as a city to make their business more successful, especially in light of all the COVID-19 stuff, all the restrictions, all the different things that they're required to do, how it impacted their business, what we can do to make their business work better, what we could do to help them grow their business. And maybe they would have other ideas how to bring other businesses in and expand our city's base. That way, at least they feel we show that we're looking at what we want. We care about what our businesses are. We want to reach out to them. We want to have an open discussion back and forth with them. We don't want them to feel like they're just pushed off on the side and we're talking up here and they're over there. But this is a group effort. And this is how we're only way we're really going to get through all this is together.
Thank you.
So I feel if we would form a subcommittee, it could be the whole council. I mean, it didn't matter if one person or seven people did it, but the group would actually come up with a list of not a lot of questions, just a couple basic questions to get an idea of where everybody stands.
Thank you, Councilman Jarmus Cavage. Councilwoman Fellows, you're muted, but I'm curious, you've been doing this for a long time. Has the city done anything like this in the past that we could utilize to maybe not rebuild the wheel, to your knowledge? Did council ever do anything in the past? Councilman Fellows, are you there?
You're muted.
Oh, there she goes.
Yeah, I know I'm muted. what I was asking was if there were questions from the audit task force that Andy was the chairman of, if that committee, if anybody from that committee had visited businesses and if they had a list of questions. I don't know if they did or didn't. And if they did, I don't know if the questions are built into that audit report or not. That might be one place to look.
It's a good idea.
For starter.
Sure. Yeah, I think a lot of that was internal stuff, but there may have been some stuff.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I can't remember.
Right. Okay, thank you. So I think, you know, if the council wants to do that, that's something during new business that would need to be a motion made to create that subcommittee. And then we can decide how we want, you know, I would suggest that we kind of keep with what we normally do and just have it be a 3-member committee, but inclusive, right? So they would make all of us aware, as well as administration aware of when if they're going to go out and have these first, when they're going to have these meetings to discuss questions and that things of that nature, and then when they're actually going to go out, so that if other folks want to go along on these things, we can maybe go in pairs or threes and help span more of the city, see more of the businesses faster.
Mr. President,
Councilwoman Fellows,
I would run it past legal because I know in the past, there have been warnings about three council members getting together in terms of violating sunshine laws. So I would run the idea, which I think is a great idea, to get more input from our businesses. I would run that past either Mr. Lucas or Mr. Loby to say if we were going to have an ad hoc committee of council and we had three members and this is what their mission was, are there any chance of violating any sunshine laws or not? At least to make sure we are on the right page before it started.
Oh, I think we lost Nancy. You froze, Nancy. I don't know if you can still hear us or not.
I'm still here.
Oh, there, you're back. Okay, you buffered for a minute there, Nancy.
Oh, okay. But I think it's important to ask legally about the project to make sure there is no potential for violation of sunshine laws.
Good idea.
Okay. Mr. President?
Councilwoman Taylor Draper, go ahead.
I think it's an excellent idea, Joe, and I'm interested. So please count me in.
Yep.
Mr. President?
Yes, Councilman Jarvis-Gavis, go ahead.
Just not getting ahead of it, but does the city keep an active list of all businesses?
Finance Director Berkachek, is that something we have somewhere? Do you know?
Some are coming and going.
I'm not aware that we do.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's not something that I maintain. And I'm not sure if it exists.
Okay.
I've never seen it if it does.
I mean, that would be something to start, is to gather the information of what businesses are in our city and who the contacts are. And then from there, the committee could take that and work with it.
It may exist in the billing department for zoning purposes.
Okay. We'll check with administration and see if anybody has at least a starting list that we can utilize. And we can certainly add more to it potentially. Anybody else? Okay. So, yeah, I would just suggest that you bring that up during new business and then we can appoint a chairperson, and then that person can pick whoever they would like for the other two positions like we would normally do, and we'll go from there. Okay. All right. So the last thing that I have on my list is we normally take a break in August if possible. And that would have to be another motion that would be made if everyone agrees that, and that doesn't mean that we can't suddenly call a special if something comes up and we need to come in and get something done. But it is typically in the past, August has been a break for council. So if you are on board with that, someone would need to make that motion and we get a second and we can all vote on it on Thursday as well. Questions with regard to the break in general?
That be made during new business, Council President?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, isn't that already in either in the codified ordinances or charter that August is already a break? So we wouldn't need a motion. We would just say it. You would just say at the end of the meeting that we would adjourn until whatever that first September meeting is?
You know, what I remember reading in the charter, Nancy, was that council has to meet 11 months out of the year. I don't remember specifically stating a month that was off. I think it says we have to meet at least once a month, 11 months out of the year.
Yeah, so if we're off in August, that's 11 months. The rest are 11 months because we meet once in December and once in November usually.
Yeah, so I was just thinking we should at least have a motion that August is going to be the 1 month, but
it does. It's fine. It doesn't.
I don't remember. I've seen us do it both ways, I think, since in the last 6 years or so. I've seen us make a motion of some kind, I think. Let's just keep, I would just say just keep it clean. That way the residents know that we're taking August off too, and it's not some surprise to anyone. Okay. Does anybody else have anything that they want to discuss before we go to public portion? All right, then I will open public portion. Open public portion at 6:45 p.m. Please make sure you raise your hand if you want to say something, and be sure to state your name and address for the record. And let's see who I have. All right. I see Frank Sahul is waving furiously at the screen. Go ahead, Frank.
Frank Sahul, Dixon Road, Willoughby Hills. There was created many years ago a list of all of the parcels by parcel number in each one of our B districts, B1, B2, and B3. The name of the owner in at least some of them has obviously changed, but it's basically by parcel number. So you were raising a question about list of businesses.
Do you know who had that list by any chance, Frank?
I do.
You have it. Okay. Well, if you could scan that to us, we would really appreciate the help.
It's a computer file.
Okay.
It's just that the name of the businesses is not accurate on many of them anymore.
Okay. Well, it might give us a starting point.
And it was provided to our that gentleman that passed away that was the economic development director. Mm-hmm. It was provided to him way back then, but unfortunately, he's not around anymore.
Mr. Yep. Roschek, Steve Roschek.
Yep, right. Steve Roschek, yep.
Right.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Let's see. Linda Fulton, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham Boulevard. I'm interested in the ordinance in regards to the shops of Willoughby Hills and crime trucks that are being parked there. I don't understand why that's being allowed. We are going against zoning in that instance. And, you know, if it has, you know, I understand it has something to do with the, they're saying about COVID. It has nothing to do with COVID parking there. That's ridiculous. And I don't know why council is ready to, whether you're for it or not, I don't know, but it does not look good for one thing. But the other thing is that it is against zoning. That's just not right. Just like the property across street from the bars at 6 and 91, where, I forgot his name now, that gentleman that has a lot of buildings in the city. You know, he has a parking lot for the overflow. And that's not legal either. Why is the city allowing all of this? And getting back to that property on Chardon Road, I am totally confused how that even got to be. And I think planning and zoning should look into that. I cannot understand how that was approved the way it's been going. So I really would like council to look into that, and maybe Councilwoman Tanya Taylor Draper, when she goes to the next planning meeting, maybe bring that up, because it's just not right. It looks horrible. It's going to ruin Chardon Road with these trucks going up and down all day long, and even on 91. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Dale Fellows, go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Dale Fellows, 2812 Fowler Drive. Just two things on the business list, a couple resources you might look at is the Chamber of Commerce, the Western Lake County Chamber of Commerce. They might have a list. And also the Lake County, I think it's the Port Authority now, has taken on the auspices of economic development, and they might have that list too.
So just absolutely. I'll call Tim. That's a great idea, Dale. Thanks. All right. Ed McKenna, go ahead. We can't hear you, Ed. Oh, there you go.
963 Lamplight Lane. A couple things. You know, we're going to get the grant, or we got the grant for the COVID money. I'm wondering if charges for the extra safety calls that were made, if it's possible that we can be compensated for calls that may have related to COVID-19 for any ambulance calls or any police calls is charged to be compensated for that and help those departments a little bit or use the money somewhat in that way. And this is something I don't know if it's possible to justify those charges or not, but maybe it's an idea. The business list, our last administration had a committee that I was on to see if we could help businesses in our area. The one thing that we did do is do an audit of the businesses that we had and went and physically checked what the businesses were at the different addresses, okay? I have an Excel spreadsheet of that. I think that originated from the police department, and the police department and the fire department kind of need to know each of the what businesses exist here, okay? But as I say, I think I have an Excel sheet, or Gloria probably has it as well, the results of what businesses are in our city as of last year, okay? And as you look at doing a set of questions and so on, that if you do go out to the businesses, I think I got an idea of, you know, the businesses really don't want too much involvement in the city or get involved too much in the government, but aware of it. But I do think they want to know, hey, how often does the police department patrol close by, or is the fire department need to have any special directions for what we do in this business? And if they ever have to make a phone, a call, things that we should be aware of and so on, so that they do work hand in hand, or we as the city work hand in hand with the way the businesses operate. All right, that's all I had.
Thank you, Ms. McKenna. Anyone else for public portion? All right, seeing none, then I will close public portion at 6:52 p.m. And would anyone like to respond to any of the questions, comments made during public portion?
I just have a question, Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor-Draper, go ahead.
I just wanted to know exactly the, Linda had mentioned the Chardon property. What exactly is she talking about? So I don't know.
I believe she is talking about the property across from the Right Place in the firehouse. There's a vacant lot there that quite often patrons to those facilities are utilizing as what she called overflow parking. Okay. Nancy, go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. President. So, Mr. McKenna, I apologize because, as you mentioned, so Mayor Wager did start the BAT team for business, and I forget what AT stands for, T is for team, but, and I know you were on it, and I think Jenna Bing was on it, and there were a couple other individuals that were on it too. So I apologize. That's probably one of the most recent resources for the businesses. So thanks for reminding us about that.
Yep. Thank you. I will just say in response to Mrs. Fulton's question that I don't know, I don't want to speak for everyone, but personally I'm in favor of supporting our businesses. We have a large business over in Willoughby, Shops of Willoughby Hills. The gentleman there is spending a lot of money and effort in trying to bring that area back. He currently is allowing Amazon to have their trucks parked there when they're not driving them. And it is a temporary thing, and I'm going to do what I think is best to support our local businesses and not make it harder for them to do business in our city. I mean, that's we aren't at a point, in my opinion, we're not at a point in Willoughby Hills where we are saturated with businesses when we can afford to be picky and be difficult. And these are things in my mind, parking some trucks in a very commercial area, allowing cars to park to patronize our local businesses, to me is a minor concern compared to making business difficult for people to do business in our city, to feel like they're being supported by our city, and to want to then continue doing business here is more important to me than some minor, what I consider fairly minor infractions. That's just my personal opinion. Anyone else want to comment on anything?
Mr. President.
Councilman Zagarek.
Yeah, I drive through there on Sundays particularly, and, you know, check to see how orderly the place is with the parking and, you know, whether police are patrolling, et cetera. And it looks organized. At least it did again yesterday. So the trucks or the vans were in a specific area. And I agree with you. We need to help businesses when we can, and we need to get a reputation for wanting to help businesses, not at the expense of, you know, zoning or you know, anything that's going to cause a situation that's not safe. But certainly nobody's ever experienced times like this, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll find that out as we move forward with this business committee. You know, it's a tough time right now, and businesses are struggling. Many have left, and the ones that are hanging on. So that's all I've got.
Thank you. Councilman Jarmuskavich, I think I heard you say.
Yes, I'm not real familiar with the building and zoning of the approval of property on Chardon Road, Ms. Fulton's talking about. They have looked into some of the things. The Army Corps of Engineers has fully investigated and okayed it. They have overhead pictures. I think the project itself is pushed back because of COVID. It should have been finished by now, and I believe the big trucks will be finished in another month.
Councilman Jarmuskavich, you're talking about the other, you're not talking about the commercial district, you're talking about the residential project?
Yes, the one she asked for the building and zoning to review.
The Chardon
Road.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought she was still talking about the parking lot over there, what's being used as an overflow parking lot across on the right place in the firehouse and the wood room. But okay, go ahead.
No, I've just been seeing a lot of negative stuff put up there. A lot of it's false. It's not a commercial dump. If anyone's right. driven by it lately, it's starting to look a lot nicer, and in another month it will look really nice. Mm-hmm. It is a residential area. And I believe the owners have gone out of their way to satisfy complaints of the neighbors directly involved with them. I've had a complaint that they dealt with immediately with no problems. The Army Corps of Engineers, the EPA, the Chagrin Watershed have all signed off on that project. And I keep hearing people say, oh, it's never been approved. They don't like this. It has been all been approved and taken care of.
Yeah, they're under very
welcome to review it again, but I don't think that's going to matter.
Yeah, it's been scrutinized by people way outside, way above the city's control, and there's been no issues that have, at least none that haven't been resolved if there were any. And I'm sure when they're done that the area will look beautiful. I'm sure. I mean, they're planning on, my understanding is they're planning on living there, so I'm sure they want it to look very nice. Okay. Anything else that anyone wants to respond to? All right. Then I will, we'll adjourn the meeting then at 6:58 PM. Thank you all. And we'll see you on Thursday night.
Thanks.
Thank you.